fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. A Senegalese star who's on the short list for the 2018 African Footballer of the Year Award helped Liverpool move to the top of England's Premier League over the weekend. Joining us now with more details in his wrap of the European club action is Prince Nesta. Sporty seasonal greetings, Prince.
Sporty seasonal greetings to you too, Sonny. Liverpool reached the top of the Premier League table once again as they registered an impressive 3-1 victory over conventional rival Manchester United at the Anfield Stadium. Senegal danger man Sadio Mane's volley put Liverpool ahead in the 24th minute, only for a dreadful error by goalkeeper Ellison to give United an unlikely lifeline before the break, when he fumbled Belgian forward of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku's cross into the path of Jesse Lingard. Jordan Shaqiri struck two late deflected goals to seal victory. The Reds now top the Premier League table after 17 games, a feat they've only achieved once before, in the 1996-1997 season. The defeat also leaves the Red Devils 6th on 26 points, 8 points away from the 4th Champions League qualification slot. Meanwhile, 2 goals from Henrik Mkhitaryan wiped out a brace from Danny Ings, but Charlie Austin shattered Arsenal's 22-game unbeaten run as the Southampton striker punished a howler from Ghana's goalkeeper Bernd Leno to seal a shock 3-2 win. This sowing encounter handed Southampton's new manager Ralf Hasenhüttl his first victory, lifting Southampton out of the relegation zone, while Arsenal remains 3 points adrift of the top four.
Prince, Arsenal is 3 points adrift of Chelsea for that fourth position. I noticed Chelsea's Italian manager, Maurizio Sarri, used Eden Hazard as a false nine during their match against Brighton. And Prince, that strategy seems to have paid off.
That's right, Sonny. He actually really impressed. I mean, his willingness to take on the unfamiliar role illustrates his willingness to be a team player. It paid off this time as Hazard scored his first goal in more than 2 months and set up another to help Chelsea consolidate fourth spot in the table with a 2-1 win at Brighton and Hove Albion. Chelsea will host Leicester City in the Premier League next Saturday before making short trips to Watford and Crystal Palace over the Christmas period. 2 goals from Gabriel Jesus and Orea Rahim Sterling header ensured Manchester City remained second in the Premier League after 3-1 win over Everton, while Tottenham's boss Mauricio Pochettino was delighted with the character shown by his players as they claimed a 1-0 win over Burnley.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta is giving us European club football highlights from the weekend. Prince, let's move to France. I understand a number of French league matches were postponed for the second consecutive week.
Right on, Sonny. 5 top-flight French soccer matches were postponed due to security concerns following anti-government protests, depleting the league program for the second week in a row. The matches included Paris Saint-Germain's match against Dijon, Amiens' match against Angers, Nantes' game against Montpellier, Marseille's game against Bordeaux, and the Brittany derby between Guingamp and Rennes. Nevertheless, a couple of games still went on as scheduled. Lille shrugged off an early red card to consolidate second place in the French league with a 3-2 win away to Nîmes. The win, Lille's first league victory in Nîmes since 1954, put the northern side on 34 points from 18 games, 5 ahead of third place Montpellier, who have played 2 games fewer. Lyon also dominated struggling Monaco from beginning to end to climb back into the French league top 3, while at the same time burying Thierry Henry's side deeper into the relegation zone. French-born footballer of Algerian descent, Hossam, scored Lyon's first after 6 minutes when he finished off a rebound close to goal as Nabil Fekir made it 2-0 11 minutes before halftime. French footballer of Senegalese descent Ferland Mendy compounded the misery for Thierry Henry's side when he made it 3-0 with a header. Lyon have 31 points after 17 games.
Prince, let's go to Italy now. I understand Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo helped Juventus break another record?
That's right. Right on, Sonny. CR7 was at it again during the weekend. The Portuguese marksman added a new feat to his crown of achievements by scoring a milestone goal in the 70th minute to secure Juve's bragging rights with a 1-0 victory over local rivals Torino. The 33-year-old's goal marked the 5,000th goal Juventus have scored in the Serie A. Sonny, no other team has been able to reach as many goals in Serie A as Juventus, who have taken 15 years to reach from their 4,000th to 5,000th goal. The Bianconeri still remain unbeaten after 16 Serie A matches, steaming towards an 8th consecutive title. And in Spain, Lionel Messi scored a hat-trick and created another 2 goals as Barcelona thrashed 10-man Levante to regain a 3-point lead at the top of La Liga. The champions also joined at the top by Atletico Madrid, who claimed a 3-2 victory over Valladolid. Atletico remains tied for second place with Sevilla, who overcame a dangerous Girona side to win 2-0 at home. Fourth place Real Madrid also secured their 3rd consecutive La Liga victory. Karim Benzema scored the only goal of the game after 13 minutes as the Loblancos beat Rayo Vallecano 1-0 at the Bernabeu. The win put Santiago Solari's side up to 4th place in the standings on 29 points. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The draw was held Monday for the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League, Europe's premier club football competition. Liverpool and Bayern Munich, both five-time European champions, will meet in one of three, count them, three England-Germany encounters. Manchester City, the reigning English champions, will play Schalke 04, and Tottenham Hotspur will take on Borussia Dortmund in the other matchups between the Premier League and the Bundesliga. Real Madrid bidding for a fourth consecutive European title and a record-extending 14th overall will play four-time winners Ajax Amsterdam of the Netherlands. In other ties, Manchester United will play Paris Saint-Germain. Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus will meet Atletico Madrid. Lionel Messi and Barcelona will play the French club Lyon. And AS Roma of Italy is matched against Porto of Portugal. First leg matches will be played February 12th, February 13th, February 19th, and February 20th. And the second leg matches will be played on March 5th, March 6th, March 12th, and March 13th, 2019. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I mentioned at the top of the show how Sadio Mane of Senegal and Liverpool is on the short list for the CAF African Player of the Year Award for 2018. Just a reminder, the annual CAF Awards Gala will take place January 8th in Dakar, Senegal. Mane's Liverpool teammate, 2017 winner Mohamed Salah of Egypt, is up for the award again, as well as two other previous winners. 2015 African Player of the Year, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Gabon and Arsenal, and 2016 African Player of the Year, Riyad Mahrez of Algeria and Manchester City. Joining us now with a package of African football news is reporter Samson Omale. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. We begin with the news regarding the host of the 2019 African Cup of Nations. Egypt and South Africa are the countries bidding to replace Cameroon as host of next year's African Cup of Nations, and the winner will have just 5 months to put preparations in place for the continent's top soccer tournament. CAF announced the bids late Saturday, a day after the deadline to submit interest elapsed, and said that its executive committee will decide the new host at a meeting in Dakar, Senegal on January the 9th. That date, which was pushed back from December 31st, gives the host precious little time to get ready for a tournament which is scheduled to kick off on June the 15th, and it will be the first tournament to have 24 teams participating. Cameroon was stripped of hosting rights last month because of delays with its preparations and a violent separatist movement close to two tournament host cities in the western part of the country. And now to the CAF Confederations Cup and the CAF Champions League, where a couple of matches were played this past weekend in the first round of the preliminary round of the two competitions. In the CAF Confederations Cup, visiting Ghanaian giant Asante Kotoko held Kenya's Kariobangi Sharks to a 0-0 draw at the Kasarani Stadium on Saturday evening. Coach of the Kariobangi Sharks is Williams Mulaya.
I won't bank on the fact that I didn't have all my machines. I do believe that I can still perform better in Ghana.
For his part, Asante Kotoko coach Charles Akuno was happy with the draw.
Tactically, we were disciplined. We made it difficult for them, and good results. We have to go back home, but we're not going to relax. The target is to qualify for the next stage, and we're going to work hard to achieve that.
In other games played, New Stars of Cameroon managed to snatch a 1-1 draw against Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya in El Menza in Tunis. Elsewhere, goals from Alan Kimbardi, Patrick Kadu and Alan Okilo sealed a 3-0 first leg win for Kampala City Council FC of Uganda against Itwiba Sugar of Tanzania in Kampala. In the CAF Champions League, reigning Namibian champions African Stars frustrated Orlando Pirates of South Africa to a goalless stalemate. In Nairobi, Lobi Stars of Nigeria fell to a 3-1 defeat against Kenyan champions Gomahia at the Kasarani International Stadium. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, National Basketball Association conference leaders play each other in Colorado. Stay tuned.
Voice of America.
In National Basketball Association action Sunday, you might say it was the best in the West hosting the best in the East. The Denver Nuggets rallied to beat the visiting Toronto Raptors. The AP's Bruce Morton reports from Denver, Colorado.
The Nuggets overcame a 13-point second-half deficit to defeat the Raptors 95-86. This in a battle of the Eastern Conference's top team versus the best from the West. winning coach Michael Malone.
We are a defensive team, and if we have to grind out wins, and they may not be the most aesthetically pleasing games, but all we care about is the end result, and we're getting the wins, and we're getting it with tough defense.
Denver stunned the cold shooting Raptors with a 23-2 run, good for an 80-72 lead with 8:09 left. Despite owning a league-leading 23-9 record, Toronto lost both of this season's games versus 20-9 Denver. The Raptors' Kawhi Leonard was game-high with 29 points. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Thanks, Bruce. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Here in Washington, my favorite NBA team, the Washington Wizards, waved their wands and trounced LeBron James and the visiting Los Angeles Lakers 128-110. Washington's five-time All-Star guard John Wall had his best game of the season. Wall scored a season-high 40 points to go with 14 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 block shots. LeBron, meanwhile, had a night to forget. He missed 11 of his 16 shots, had 13 points, and LeBron watched much of the fourth quarter from the bench. LeBron and the Lakers now have 18 wins and 12 losses for the season, while the Wizards have 12 victories and 18 defeats. Maybe that victory over LeBron and the Lakers can spark the Wizards. We need a spark. Come on, Wizards. Keep waving those wands. In Sunday's other NBA results, the Brooklyn Nets clipped the wings of the visiting Atlanta Hawks 144-127. The Philadelphia 76ers scored a 128-105 road victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And let's give a couple of Sunny Side of Sports salutes to a couple of Philadelphia's international players, Ben Simmons from Australia and Joel Embiid from Cameroon. Simmons had 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 14 assists for his third triple-double of the season, while Embiid tallied 24 points. Elsewhere around the NBA, the Indiana Pacers set the pace at home, beating the visiting New York Knicks 110-99. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Indiana's Victor Oladipo, whose mother is from Nigeria and whose father is from Sierra Leone. Victor was named to the NBA All-Star team for the first time in his career last season, and Victor turned in an excellent all-around game for the Pacers on Sunday. Victor had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 steals. In two more NBA results, the Sacramento Kings scored a 120-113 road victory over the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks saw their 11-game home winning streak come to an end, and the Miami Heat beat the host New Orleans Pelicans 102-96. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us now with sports news from Kenya and the moon is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. In 1972, Apollo 16 astronauts Charles Duke and his commander John Young became 2 of 12 people to walk on the moon. It just so happens that their mission coincided with the 1972 Munich Olympic Games. So they decided to honor the occasion with a few low-gravity high jumps that they dubbed the Lunar Olympics. Well, earlier this month, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach presented Charles Duke with the Sky is the Limit Award for being the first to perform athletics on the moon. Duke accepted the award and spoke on behalf of his fellow moon jumper, John Young, who died last year.
It's with humility and on John's behalf also, and we thank you for honoring us, and we're happy to have honored the Moon Olympics.
And Thomas Bach said the astronauts' lunar performance is a reflection of Olympic values.
There is, first of all, excellence. Excellence in all you're doing there. Excellence in flying to the moon. Excellence in doing all your scientific work there. And excellence in sport. I would not have the idea about a better example for what it means. They're faster, higher, stronger. Sitius, altius, fortius, the Olympic motto. Then this example which you have been setting.
Archival footage shows the two astronauts performing their jumps and of being surprised by the moon's reduced gravity. Charles Duke fell backwards in his leap, proving that to make it to the Olympics takes practice, especially on the moon. Let's come back down to Earth and touch down in Kenya, where young Kenyan warriors have found an alternative to the traditional rite of passage of hunting lions. Instead of using spears as weapons, they use them to compete in javelin throwing at the Maasai Olympics. The biennial event was founded in 2012 by a group of Maasai leaders who asked for assistance from the Big Life Foundation to help eliminate lion hunting from their culture. The Maasai Olympics are held near Kenya's border with Tanzania at the Sadai Oleng Wildlife Sanctuary at the base of Mount Kilimanjaro. Young warriors from four settlements gathered over the weekend to compete in the fourth edition of the competition. Competitor Moses Nitimama is one Maasai warrior who now hunts for medals instead of lions. He says, if you compare us to warriors in the past, they used to go and kill lions, but that does not help you in any way. When you go and kill a lion, you only come back with its tail to seek glory. But that is in the past. Instead of killing lions, we compete amongst ourselves and get money that we can take home to help meet our needs. Government-run Kenya Wildlife Services says about 2,000 lions populate the East African country. Hunters pose the highest threat to wildlife, and it's reported that the lion population has declined by at least 43% in the last 20 years. David Rudisha is a Kenyan middle distance runner, champion of the 2012 and 2016 Olympics, and the world record holder in the 800 meters. He says he hopes the Maasai Olympics will help ensure that lions remain part of the country's landscape.
We are trying to educate and emphasize that is not the right way to go, because we treasure this wild animal, because it's part of our heritage, it's a part of our rich culture, and Maasai living among with a wild animal is not something you can find anywhere in the world.
Athletes compete for cash prizes and a medal in events that include spear throwing, foot races, and high jumping, which the Maasai people are well known for. The competition relies on funding by donors and has so far been a highly successful sporting event. And that's all from me. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In pro boxing, Mexican star Saul Canelo Alvarez dethroned WBA super middleweight champion Rocky Fielding of Britain by third round technical knockout over the weekend in New York City. A crowd of more than 20,000 was on hand at New York's Madison Square Garden, and the fans saw Canelo drop Fielding in round one with a crunching left hook to the body. Rocky went down again in round two from another Canelo left hook to the body. In round three, Canelo continued to overwhelm Fielding, dropping him two more times before the referee waved off the bout. With the win, Canelo becomes one of four Mexicans to win world titles in three different weight classes. The fight against Fielding was the first for Canelo in an 11-bout, $365 million deal with DAZN, or DAZN, a new subscription boxing streaming service. And that wraps up the December 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Cornelius Tenner. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, friends. This is Sunday Shomari host. Let's talk. Join me Monday for another exciting edition of your show. Our topic will be superstition. This will be Monday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Nigeria is preparing for general elections in February 2019. President Muhammadu Buhari is running on an ambitious anti-corruption agenda. But opposition leader Atiku Abubakar believes the president has neglected the economy. An in-depth discussion on Nigeria's future.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, managing editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft recently completed its 2 billion kilometer, 27-month journey and arrived at its destination, an asteroid named Bennu. From this past August until December, as the spacecraft drew closer to the asteroid, mission operators turned on and pointed three of its science instruments toward it to make the mission's first observations. Scientists say they detected the presence of oxygen-hydrogen bonded molecules called hydroxyls. The scientists say this means that at some point in the asteroid's history, the material that makes up this rocky carbon-rich asteroid interacted with water. While the 492-meter-wide asteroid is too small to contain liquid water itself, scientists say finding the hydroxyls indicates that liquid water was present on Bennu's parent body, which was a much larger asteroid. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
The 2019 Voice of America calendars are in. This year's calendar features a variety of scenic photos that capture the beautiful byways of the United States, including magnificent photos of California's Big Sur Coast Highway, West Virginia's Highland Scenic Highway, and even the Cato All-American Road in Maine. Tune into Border Crossings and call to request a free calendar.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.